Hey, welcome to the Soul Savage Show with EB and Q Lynn Green here on the Buzz. Hey, we're gonna kicking this thing off right now, folks. Fasten your seatbelts. The next 2 hours, I promise you. Let's get it. Under the building, so they packed up and grew. Got a grip, came equipped, grabbed their proton packs on the back, and they split. Flung out of Palm Beagle, the master of evil. Try to battle my boys, that's not legal. Yeah, I think this is gonna be another one of those funky ones. Hot soul, bam! With me, you won't keep winning. If they want something better, you gotta wanna give your all. 'Cause I believe so much in we, and no, we're not kidding. If you feel the same as me, you gotta wanna take the ball. Bobby Brown on our own, and welcome to the Soul Savage Show with EB and Q Lynn Green. Tonight we have special guests in the house. Hey folks, I want you everybody to stand up and give it up to Haley and Whitney. All right. Hey, how we doing?
Hold on. Clap. We got that in the budget now. We got the clap system. Thank
well,
you.
I love it every time, though.
Right. It's a new class. Welcome, Soul Savage Radio people. We are back, me and EB. We got special guest hosts like Will said. We got As Told by Her brand on, both of them on. We had one of them on last week, but we got both of them on. We got Whitney and Haley on. Robinson, what y'all do?
Yeah.
Oh, man, last week was crazy. We ended on like a cliff note. I was just throwing a joke out there, and it threw everybody off. He was like Whitney, and I was like, oh, don't get confused with, we're not talking about Nippy Whitney. And I was like, she'll do cocaine and nothing. And everybody's like, what? I was just throwing it out there. No, not, she's Pepsi Whitney, not Coke Whitney. But, right. No, I was just saying, it's different. Welcome to the show, people. We're back. Another week, another awesome week. That's our play. The theme of the night, music theme of the night, is we talk about movie soundtrack. And so all through the show, we're playing songs with great songs from movie soundtracks that were good. And that one was Bobby Brown. It was from Ghostbusters. And that was a big song when it came out on the soundtrack. I forgot who was all on that. I just remember that was a real big one that Bobby Brown was. I'm trying to, what else was on that soundtrack, that Ghostbusters soundtrack? I know it was like, it was some black dude, the theme song for Ghostbusters. I think it was called Ghostbusters, but I don't know what he did though.
Not Ray Lewis.
Right.
Ray Parker
Jr. Yeah, that's who it is.
Yeah.
Right. But I can't remember what else was on there, but that song, that's one of my favorite songs from that soundtrack.
That was my favorite.
From Ghostbusters. Yep. Bobby Brown. But yeah, we're gonna get to these stuff real quickly because we got so much to talk about. I don't want enough time, so I just want to answer two questions. We had I got one from I pulled up from childhood memories, but it's some other ones I forgot to look through. They were asking us questions, but it was pretty lengthy, so I was like, we'd wait for another show to do it. But it was one directed for. I was gonna pull up one. Let me make sure I got the name right. Oh, wait, they gave me a fake name. Let me pull it up. Oh, just a second. I'm trying to pull up the email. Okay, the fake name was Marguerite. This is from the Childhood Memory Show. They just basically asking what kind of kids we were in high school.
Bad.
I was bad. That's for anybody that was on the panel. They asking. It was just a general question. They didn't specify anybody. So
outrageous.
Nobody want to say how they was in high school.
Yeah, dang, I'll go
none
first.
None of y'all was terrible. Whoever want to go first, it don't matter.
I'll go. I was very sporty. I guess I was in all the sports, and I was pretty popular. I think for the most part. I was very involved.
That was it. Yeah, that's all they asked was how what kind of kid we were in high school. I don't know what else they want. I wasn't bad. I wasn't that bad. I just stuck to myself a lot. I didn't really, like, it was a lot. I kind of hung with everybody. I didn't like hanging around. Like, after I got injured in high school, I pretty much just hung out with the athletes. Whenever we would, even off season, we would hang out. But other than that, I didn't really hang out with everybody. Most of my friends were on the basketball team. And then once I stopped playing, it was like, you know, it's only maybe two of y'all out of 17 that I like. I don't really like the rest of y'all. Maybe three, depending. But, yeah, consistently it was only like maybe three of them that I like. So everybody else is like, all right, whatever. But, yeah, I was in high school maybe 2 years because I was at Voltec. I was in technical school my last 2 years of high school, so I don't even remember high school like that. I just remember going to practice every day. I guess I was all right. I don't know. But whoever else want to go, that's all I got.
I pretty much kicked it with, like, everybody. I didn't have, like, a particular crowd. And then I was only at school, I think, my junior and senior year. Half time because I started doing taking college classes, so I was just like cool with everybody. Just kicked it, kept to myself for the most part. So nothing too out of the ordinary.
Well, how care was you, E.B.? You the last one.
I mean, I kind of hung with everybody. I was pretty popular. I guess you would say I'm like one of the smart kids. Like my last 2 years, I only went for 3 hours a day because the other part of the time for the last 2 years, I interned at a radio station. So I didn't, like, high school was kind of a blur, really.
Yeah, you sound like me because I only went to school for like 3 hours. It was like two classes I took, and it was my easiest ones. It was like art and humanities, and I was mad because I could have did that my junior year, but they wouldn't let me do that. They're like, nah, you got to have extra credit and all this. I'm like, no, I don't. Who knows? How really serious is art for extra credit? But I took it.
No,
you got to do something. So.
You know what? So the funny thing is I only went for two classes as well. One of those classes was English. And I remember the year before I graduated, going into my senior year, they implemented this new policy called a senior project. And it was, we had to do, I think, 50 hours of research and a paper and a presentation to this panel, this board of some from the school and some from the district offices. And I think that's probably when I started, you know, to rebel, because I was just like, oh, I'm not doing it. And the requirement was if you did not do it or pass it, you would not graduate. And I was just like, I'm not doing that. Nobody else had to do it before me. That's stupid. I don't care if the rest of these 300 or whoever got to do it. EB ain't doing it. I ain't paying five. And to this day, I haven't done it, but somehow, I guess my English teacher really liked me. She gave me a B, and I didn't do anything. Like, even there was times we had to go to the library during that block, and I was on Black Planet, in the library on Black Planet, like, talking to people.
Black Planet. Oh, my God.
Look.
Wow.
I was like, I'm not doing it.
You took it back with that one.
Yo, I hope nobody from South Carolina Department of Education is listening, because y'all probably should not have gotten my high school diploma.
They can't do nothing about it now. It's been like...
It's too late.
Like, over 10 years for that. So it's too late.
Yeah,
that was it. The only question. Oh, yeah, I got to give an update to... we in the Savvy Update. This is especially for Haley. You missed it. We actually had a professional vocal coach on some weeks ago, and Will took it upon himself to ask him. I didn't ask this question. Will asked this question. He asked him first. The first week when he came on, he asked him what he rated his vocals from 1 out of 10, and guess what? He rated Prince's vocals at a 9 out of 10.
I've got to talk to Dan.
The second time he came on, we asked him, well, I didn't ask him, E.B. asked him, Prince or Michael Jackson, who he going with vocally, and guess who he picked again?
Oh, no, no.
The purple one.
No.
And not only did he pick the purple one, he expounded on why he picked the purple one.
He did. And you know what, honestly, I saw his reasons for that. I agreed with him. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
But Dan C. Sturdivant is a professional, and on this show, we listen to professionals. The professional gives us an opinion on something.
Professional opinion on this show.
I wasn't here to debate my case, so.
I wasn't here.
Yes, you were. You were there the first
I
week
wasn't
when he
here.
Came on. Stop it. Yes, you were the first week when he rated his vocals 9 out of 10. Stop it.
I need to talk to Dansby.
You know Dansby came on twice, so stop it.
Dansby is a professional. <on this show.
laughs> Keep putting emphasis on the professional part.
I
need licenses, degree, something, because I'm not buying it.
Nancy is the director of the Gospel Music Workshop of America, San Bernardino chapter. He is a professor. And on this show, on the Soul Savviness Radio show.
He's worked with Tina Marie. He worked with Jazz Grace. He's worked with everybody. Fantastic. Tina Marie, Nancy Wilson, you know, Jazz, just all kind of stuff. So.
Well, I used to sing in a choir, so I feel like.
Well, they feel like that counts.
No, ma'am.
Winnie said, "No, ma'am. No, no.
Winnie,
that
don't
ain't it."
I was there. I was there. We all sang in the choir. Like, no, I'm, no.
That's
I'm
right.
Not going.
All of us sang in the choir.
Going. Yeah.
I think it's just two updates. It's just two questions. Somebody, they actually listening live to the show. One of them, hold on, let me pull it up again. They actually listened to a lot. It was, she said it's pronounced like Avon, but with like a accent on it, so it's like Avane. That's how she said it, because I said her name wrong, I think. That's one that you were telling to fill on genitalia, EB, when we were giving relationship advice, and you told her to grab. She said, right, she didn't do that, but she said that she actually told her friend that she was interested in them, and they had like a little meet and greet, like a game night, and it's kind of working out a little bit. So they both liked each other, so they got something going on. Give us updates if you, Ivana, if you listening, give us updates on how that's working out, because it ain't got to be, you know, just try it out, you know. But you know, y'all got the first step out the way of just. Shoot your shot. You shot your shot.
Yeah.
You told your friend to hook y'all. Y'all made that situation work. So shout out to y'all for doing that.
Shout out to y'all.
Yeah, thank you for not taking the advice of grabbing genitalia, because I wasn't going that route. I don't know. He just went completely less with that. I don't know where he came from with that.
We all going to hell.
And on this show, we take
that's me. That ain't me. Don't close me.
So if I told her to walk up to him and grab him, then that's what'll work. But
How did you jump from that? You just jumped straight to that. She afraid to tell this man that she likes him, and you think the best thing, like, to tell somebody that.
I think we need a song break.
Hey, that's something. I got to be the voice of reason on this show, giving love advice.
Oh Lord, I think we need a song break.
What's going on when that happens?
Oh,
but yeah. There we go.
City. realize this time will never get you into my heart. Never get you into my heart. Never get you into my mind. Gonna take my time. True love, I'm gonna find. Chocolate City.
Charmin, Chocolate City. Hey, that's a cold jam. 1995. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Welcome back to the Soul 70 Show. Q Lynn Green, EB, Haley, and Whitney. What a show. Hey, we took a much needed music break there. I think we need to probably put some ratings on this particular show. It should be categorized high. It's not PBS, what, adult, or just short of X-rated? What? Where are we going with this?
We can say we're
X-rated. What did you say?
What did you say? 17.
Yes. That's,
what does that mean?
We need to put an age limit on this.
We just do rated R. Rated R.
Rated R.
Rated R. Rated R. On what? On this show?
On this show, Q-Lan.
This ain't even nothing.
Okay, you want to do a PG-13?
I ain't no type of vulgarity on the show.
Okay.
Just that one time when I was explaining that traffic story, but that was passion when I was trying to retell y'all what happened.
Q-Lynn,
I got kind of hyped up thinking about that ugly white man that was talking trash in the traffic. That's what I was thinking about.
We have all of the recordings, Q-Lynn.
Haley didn't hear that. Haley didn't hear that story. You got to listen to the show, Haley, and hear that traffic story.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, about the white man.
That's not the only. No. It happens. It happens a couple of times a week.
No, it don't. What's the other? No, most of the time it happened to me because I already told you a story that one time that lady told me she was gonna fight me over some chips in the grocery store. That was weird. It was like what? I was minding my business. I had my headphones on and everything, and then she goes, like, stop in front of me talking about, I'm going to fight you. And that was the first thing she said when I took my headphones off. I was like, what? And she's like, I'm going to fight you because I've been looking for those chips. I was like, girl, it's, like, right at the bottom. Like, she's like, oh. She's like, I went to two different counties looking for this, blase. And she kept telling me how long it took. I'm like, girl, I don't care nothing about how long it took you to get out of my face. Every time I tried to walk away from her, she kept stepping in front of me. I was like, yo, what is this short lady doing? I have to hit this lady with one of my good arms because she's, like, doing too much right now. She looked a little drunk.
Did you just say, do I have to hit this lady with one of my good arms?
She did. Yeah, because at the time I had a bandage on one of my arms. On my left arm. I was like, I think that was the reason why she was measuring me because she thought, I was like, man, if you don't get out of my face, if I hit you with my good shoulder,
Mm-hmm. Why do you attract these people? Why do you?
I was about to ask Will, why do you attract Q-Lin?
Man, I just think people just attract people minding their business, and they're with somebody like me. That's the one thing that I used to do in high school. I just used to sit back and watch people that always like would try you. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have to deal with her one day. And I'll just be looking at them. I could tell. I was like, at some point, I'm gonna tell you about yourself. And then I'll just analyze their whole face. Like, oh, she got a horse mouth. This
not,
one got
more. One day.
No, you're just looking for a fight.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
It's just like you got to get your guards ready. You got to get your insults ready. Like, I just got them ready. And then you catch them off guard with it. Because then I was like, all right, I'm gonna mind my business. And then they'd be like, and then Kalisha is so and so. I'm like, girl, if you got here with your horse mouth, and everybody be like, ooh. And then they couldn't say nothing after I said that. I was like, girl, go get your dollar weave together. I just keep all those. I used to keep it in my head, and they get mad. I don't know. That's how I was. It was crazy.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, most of them were just trying me because I would never say nothing. I'm just one of those people that just lay back in the cut. And then if you try me, that's when I got the insults ready. And it always throws people off. And they don't know how to respond.
So you never get help for this, right?
I give the presentation that I'm nice, but I'm not really.
Yeah.
Because if I feel like you're trying me, I'm going at you.
So you never get help for this. Bark. You never get help for this, right?
Never got help. Listen, that's what helped me out of life. I know. I can just read people. I can tell when I'm in danger and when I'm not. You can look at people and tell, like, oh, dang, I didn't know. I can look at people's face. I'm like, yo, oh, you look scared. You know what I'm saying. Don't act like you know what I'm saying, E.B. You just look at people and you're like, oh, I ain't in danger. I can just tell, look at somebody in their face. I'm like, ah. Like that. You know what I was telling you about that dude in the parking lot when I was at Starbucks? And he's going with that racist stuff? That's why I was talking to him. Because I knew he wasn't going to do nothing. That's why I felt comfortable cussing about in that parking lot. Because I knew he wasn't going to do nothing. I'm like, you ain't going to do nothing. You ain't gonna check me.
Oh, Lord,
I can look at your eyes and tell you scared of me. Get out of here.
Sometimes the people are tricky though.
Nah, I can read body. I'm really good at reading body language. Now it was one girl. I remember I was playing basketball. She was mad tall, and I was talking trash too. We just going back and forth. This is like a basketball. This is probably the only thing that came close to some kind of fighting is on the basketball court. And she, like, real tall, and she kept sticking, because she was trying to play, to guard me up front, because they couldn't, because I could shoot out on the wings, and they was trying to guard me up there. And I was like, man, y'all can't guard me. And then she kept trying to, like, wing her arm up, and she would stick her elbow in my side. I'm like, yo, stop doing that. And then she just kept on doing it. And then he's like, yo, shut up and just play basketball. I'm like, all right. I was like, all right, y'all better get it. And then when I had, like, an open lane to the, it was like a fast break play or something, and they just threw the ball to me. I was going to go get layup, and this bitch going to hit me all across my head and knock me down. And I got so mad, I picked the ball up and hit her, but I knew she could fight. And I was like, this is the only thing. I was like, all right, if we're going to fight, we're going to fight. And then it was like I threw the ball at her. I was trying to hit her in the face, but I hit her in the shoulder because I could see her face, and I was trying to throw the ball at it, but then I hit her in the upper part of her shoulder. I was like, damn, I was trying to hit her in the face. And then that's when they was like, why'd you do that? Woo, woo. I was like, I told y'all, if she hit me, or if y'all didn't want to check, so I hit her with the basketball. So that's probably the only thing that I was like, oh, man, she could probably whoop me. But that was it. Mm-hmm. At that point, I didn't care. I got mad. Because she was like, wait, call me. I was like, hey, you 6 foot, but I got 6'2", arm length saying I could smack the shit out of your big, tall ass. I don't care. I'm like, you 6 feet tall. Right. I got a 6'2" left fan. I will smack the shit out of you. Well, go ahead. What are you going to say?
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying.
So we
are. That's probably the only time I felt like I was in danger that she was going to whoop me.
See,
but go ahead.
That's two times this show.
What?
You just cursed twice on this show already.
Yo, I was in the moment. I just told you. The only time I cuss is when I'm in the moment trying to retell the story. I can't retell the story. I got to give the same energy in what I said.
It was
Evie, what'd you say? Say it.
Julian, I'm scared of you. You're scared of me.
Oh, you said she's...
I'm not like this.
It's your
this
bully.
Is all scenarios, and then some of them is just people just, like, bother me for no reason. This stuff happened, like, almost 10 years ago. I don't even remember what that girl looked like. That happened when I was, like, 17 or 18. That was, like, the only thing that came close to me, like, almost fight somebody, but never did. I've never been in a fight in my life, ever. Now, my other people, my other siblings, yeah, they can tell you the story. Now, they've been in, I'm like, the greatest
you know
child
what?
Compared to all my
same,
siblings.
Same
I ain't never been into no fight,
yeah.
ever in my life.
All of my siblings have been in some type of trouble where they have been suspended from
fighting.
Yeah,
I ain't never been in trouble.
Or even almost expelled. I ain't never been in a fight. Like, I don't play that. I mean...
Yeah,
I
ain't never been in a fight at all. That was probably the only time I came. And I told her, like, because she hit me, like, hard. And I landed. I had a big-ass bruise on my thigh. Like, hell yeah, I was ready to hit her. That was the only time I came close to hitting somebody was then. I hit her with the basketball. I think most of my aggression came from throwing that basketball at her. I was really wanting to hit her in the face because she slapped the shit out of me. I was like, man, this big tall wench just slapped the shit out of me. I was so mad. Listen, you ain't got no sympathy for me. She hit me, and I ran into the goalpost. And this ain't no the ones that, this is the old school one where the goalpost, you got a big-ass gold thing that's metal. That big old metal thing, I ran into that. It hit my whole thigh on that. I could have blacked out, and you don't talk about on me. You need to say shame on that girl that I ain't busting her head for making me run to that pole. See, I get all the judgments. Ain't nobody feeling sorry for me. I could have blacked out, ran into the goal post. Ain't nobody caring.
What
that's
was
how
her
y'all
name?
Man, I don't know. It was somebody they had put in a pickup name. I don't remember what that girl was. I just remember a big old tall beige girl. That was it.
Well, it's tall beige girl. If you're listening, please call in.
Call in. I'm going to cut your ass out. Go ahead. We're going to have to break. Music, baby. We'll be back.
Teddy Riley.
We'll just do the Raggedy News real quick before we go to break.
No, but before we do that, just let me
go ahead.
That Tammy Lucas Is It Good to You song, I know this will sound like a crazy statement, but that is my absolute favorite song from the 1990s. Anything between 1990 and 1999, that song perfectly captures the essence of the 90s for me. So
yeah, I always remember that song that from the soundtrack. What soundtrack was that? I'm trying to remember.
That was Juice.
Oh, yeah.
You're exactly right.
It was. I don't know why I keep thinking it like a Wayne's movie, like Mo Money or something. No, I don't know why I keep
it was Juice. And what made that song crazy is in the movie, you had Cindy from En Vogue dating, who's an adult nurse, dating high school student Q, played by Omar Epps.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the
right
worst R.
That.
Kelly
right.
relationship. And nobody said anything, but that song was favorite song.
I like this that Roxanne Shanté movie. That was pretty weird watching that. But yeah. That portion of the movie, I was like, whoa, like this is pedophile-ish, but okay. We're gonna keep moving on with the storyline. Okay. But yeah, it is. Juice, I don't know why I keep thinking, Is It Good to You? I don't know why. Is it when they were walking into the record store?
Yep.
That's what it was. Okay, because I'm trying to remember when they played that music. I'm like, oh, yeah, it was in the record store when they was getting, when they boosted all those vinyls. I got to mention that because they stole vinyls out of it. They didn't pay for them. But, yeah.
That's how I learned.
You learned boosted from there. Yo, reference the Roxanne movie. You learned boosted from there too, even though she got caught. She quit doing it.
Right.
We get the Raggedy News. I'm trying to look up my notes. I was trying to eat and look them up at the same time. I was like, oh, we already back from break. Okay. Let me find where I'm at. I got them all jumbled up in here. But yeah, you go first with the Raggedy People News.
Well, I think we both were going to. I'll start with R. Kelly.
Oh, man.
Talking about the 90s music. R. Kelly, apparently now there is accusation of a 14-year-old girl that he was grooming to be his sex pet.
Oh, my God.
Pet. And, yeah. And, I mean, what else can you say? I mean, that's Raggedy People News. R. Kelly, it clearly there's an issue. And for the longest time, I was like, you know, this man really needs some therapy because I thought there were issues stemming from his childhood and his mother and why he was the way he was. Like I said, I believe that he was molested himself. Or had some kind of weird relationship. But at this point, it's like story after story. I don't think any of these women or girls, basically girls, are lying. It's sad, man. I don't know. Like, he really needs to be locked up at this point. Like, because clearly he can't help himself. Clearly.
Y'all go ahead. Whoever wants to go first. Whitney or Haley,
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Right, that's where I'm at. Like,
right, that's it leaves you like that.
Right. Yeah, I'm over it already. I already told y'all who trash. Who's going to trash like this? This rapper, I just threw in this bag, so I don't care.
But I also look at it like, if you read like some of these different stories, like there was one, what was it, a couple years ago? When R. Kelly finally actually spoke about a lot of this stuff and, like, he found out, like, how he lost his virginity and all this other stuff. And it wasn't, like, a good situation. But then now when you look at some of these stories and you find out, okay, these are now women talking about what happened when they were teenagers. And I'm like, now, I know there was people around R. Kelly. I know people saw these girls. where were they at? Like, R. Kelly is definitely to blame for his own actions, but there's also people that's always
around
circle,
him,
especially
right.
when he's that big. Like,
exactly.
telling me now that you try that you stopped some of the girls from coming through, that's good and everything, but, like, didn't nobody think, like, yo, R. Kelly got a problem. We keep finding these girls. They keep telling us they getting beat. They stuck here. They being held hostage. Nobody saw an issue with that. Like, I'm just
yep.
at them as I
exactly.
am at him. Because they've allowed it to get to this point.
Yep. They allowed her to get to this point. I mean, like I said, I know that he has some sort of issues, especially with his mother. If you've ever heard him talk about his mother and how he wanted to marry her and
mm-hmm.
She was his first crush, it says a lot. And I think with anybody, but especially someone in the spotlight, you know, there have been a lot of celebrities who have gone through that with parents or trusted adults around them who have taken advantage of them. And I think that at a certain point, yeah, you can say, well, they never got help for this or they never sought treatment for this. But R. Kelly is now at the point where, like you said, people around him, someone should have said or done something. They didn't. And I'm wondering if they, too, had dealings with underage girls, because you're not just hanging around R. Kelly and he got these underage girls and you talking about you stopped the girl from coming. No, you probably had some underage girls too. And that's what's really disturbing, because it is like a cult.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like I said, he trash. So that's all I got for y'all. Trash, trash, trash. Shout out to Robin Thede for getting him together last night on her show, Rundown with Robin Thede on BET.
BET,
her show
yeah.
is great. That's savvy news. But, yeah, we're going to take a break real, real quick again. And with this SWB remix joint, this is off of the Above the Rim soundtrack.
Like
so, Will's
song.
Ready.
Like that, yeah, like,
get
like
into
that
it.
Song.
On the MIC with the SS double double U, just a B. going downtown. Let me see if we all in together now. Make it move better now. Listen, I ain't sweating no competition. Flow, going mad low like I'm fishing.
Another chapter from the Wu-Tang book. Take a look and repeat. Killer bees never seek. Non-stop. Put you on the chopping block. Unorthodox. Attitude to melt the pot.
I'll do anything. I'm so into you. Right here. I'm weak downtown with the weird. Boom. Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? The SS double double.
That's Seven show. EB,
hey.
Qlin Green, Hilly, Whitney. All right, man,
like
oh man.
That's
a jam there.
Hey, the joint. Yep. Yeah, like I said, with the Flavor in Your Air remix, I said with the Flavor in Your Air remix, I never recognize the original, so the original don't even come in my mind when I think of anything. It's always the remix, every time. That first one sound like a soundscape. That was SWV's first soundscape song. I hate the first one. I hate the original one. It's just too slow. I don't like it. Y'all know I got ADD. It's just like, let's get to it. It's too slow. Always a remix. That remix, that's probably the best song off that soundtrack to me. But yeah, what we do right here, I'm trying to remember if Haley, this is first time Haley's back since we started the new year. Like I told Whitney last week, we've hired Will back on the show, and so, you know, he's been acting right, you know.
Oh, okay.
We have guests on, you know, he's been acting right in front of company, so he's been hired back, so he has his own segment we like to call 6 Minutes of the Savvy Report, a.k.a. 6 Minutes of Rage with Will, and he said he has a lot to rage about, so I can't wait till he gets to the part he said. Go ahead, Will, if you're ready. You need more time with your music, or you good? You got your music pulled up. There we go. 6 Minutes of Rage with Will. Go ahead, Will Boogie.
All right. Hey, thank you, and welcome to 6 Minutes of Rage on the Soul 70s Show. All right. Hey, let's get to it. Keep this in mind. Spanky goes to D.C. We'll get back to it in a second. Cambridge Analytical, okay, the campaign, Steve Bannon. Oh, boy, if you haven't noticed, check it out, folks. I'm serious. This is why you need to vote. Cambridge Analytical, though, they have stolen millions of people's information, and they kind of program how we act and kind of navigate it. It's a little more complicated than that, and I don't have time to break it down in the next 6 minutes here or so. But they stole. Oh, it's 100-plus million people's identities, information, things of that nature. Oh, Stormy Daniels, Stormy Weather. Who sings the song Stormy Weather? Oh, Karen McDougal, Summer Zervos. $130,000 for nothing. I need to get in on that lottery right there. So we'll be back there in a second. What I'm really raged about is that, do you know, now seriously, folks, there are people that are harassing these kids that are victims of that shooting in Florida. You can't believe this. They are kind of equating them to Nazis. They're saying that they are crisis actors. Can you, I don't understand it. Now, this really gets me enraged because I tell you what they're really scared about is because these kids will come up right now and they will vote. And that's why I'm saying that we need to do this. I am enraged about that. Now, you know, I also talked about the NRA. Oh, I know you heard me say spanky. We'll get back to that in a second, all right? But the NRA gave $13 million, $13 million to the Trump campaign. Guess what? Russia gave the NRA $30 million. And guess what the story they came up with? They got three different bank accounts, and one doesn't need to be reported, but they'll guarantee you that they didn't influence the election any way at all. Folks, come on. Are we completely stupid or what? Russia gave the United States, the NRA $30 million. NRA gave Donald Trump $30 million. And guess what? There's no connection there. There's no collusion. Oh, what I'm really enraged about is the 22-year-old that was shot right here in California, where the station emanates from. Sacramento shot. They shot at him 20 times, and the autopsy came out that he was shot in the back, And guess what the police says? Well, he was in a shooter stance. How do you do that? How do you really do that? You're in a shooter stance, but you get shot in the back. Hey, the video I saw, he was running away. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Trump attacking Amazon. You can't believe this. Donald Trump, you're 45, your illustrious president, is attacking Amazon, saying that, guess what? You are going to believe this. They don't pay any taxes. Oh, I'm outraged. Last time we checked, he hasn't shown his taxes, has he? We don't know. But let's get back to Spanky. Let me tell you the report about that. This is our lead story. All right. It is a report that Stormy Daniels, you just heard about Stormy Daniels, the person who alleged to have an affair with Donald Trump, and his campaign, his lawyer gave $130,000, but he has nothing to do with it. Okay, they signed a non-disclosure agreement. He had nothing to do with it, but he doesn't know anything about it. But the contract is so, if she talks, they owe her him up to $20 million. And guess what? So when she met him, this is what happened. He started bragging about himself, and his picture was on this magazine. And she said, give me that magazine. He looked at her. He gave it to her. She said, bend over. He pulled down his pants, and he spanked him with the magazine. So it's all over the country, all over the world right now. Your new 45, his name right now is Spanky. So I don't know. You might want to talk about that. I don't know whether this is important to you or not. But when you have this ridiculous kind of stuff that's going on in the highest office of the land, are we talking about the Keystone Cops or what are we talking about? I'm going to leave these last 30 or 45 seconds in case somebody out there on the panel has a comment about this. But you know what? Also, there are three other lawsuits pending. Keep in mind the name Karen McDougal and Summit Zervos. $130,000. Hey, Q-Land, EB, Haley, Whitney, I want to know, who would pay $130,000 if you haven't done anything wrong? That is my segment here, or 6 minutes of rage here on The Buzz. Hey, guys, keep your head up and go out and vote.
What's the nickname? What's Trump's nickname again, Will?
Spanky.
Spanky.
That's a doggone thing.
You guys ever heard? Don't tell me you guys, you haven't heard that. It's Spanky.
I never heard that.
It, you know, I can't take credit for it. It wasn't original. I wish I had. But I heard this on the news. That's because the porn star spanked him. You know, because he know he's the big bad, you know, Donald Trump, he was showing her a picture of him on this magazine cover, and she said, "Give me that damn thing and bend over and pull out your pants," and he did, and she spanked him with the magazine.
Gross.
So his new name is hey, look here. So look at this is better. Look at folks, this is made for TV. You guys. The porn star, the pimp, and the POTUS. Are you kidding me? Starring Spanky? You can't get over this. Oh.
You taking me out with the Spanky. This is my first time ever hearing somebody refer to him as Spanky. That's hilarious.
Well, I'm just reporting. I'm just reporting the facts. We vet our information here on the Buzz. All right, this is a legitimate radio station, and we don't play. All right, our information.
You got information that somebody is calling a spanky
ass. No, it's been better. Hey, Sue, CNN, MSNBC, Time Magazine, sue them first, because guess what? I ain't got no money.
Hysterical. Yeah. I ain't got nothing to say after that. You took me out with spanky. what you call it? I heard you said something about the Stephon. I saw some clips earlier. I was trying to read up on the story. I read that story. What's his name? Stephon Clark from out of Sacramento.
Yeah, out here in Sacramento. Yes. Yeah.
It was an article that just popped up, and they said that the autopsy reported that all his, he was shot 7 times from behind, and all his gunshot wounds were from behind, from the back of, on his back. So
right. So the question I have, the question I have, how can you hold a police stance if you're getting shot in the back? EB?
They can't. There's no justification for none of it. The only thing that's going to happen is people saying the same stuff they say, like, oh, why was he running, all this other stuff. I'm like I told y'all years ago, I'm tired of hearing that. So I heard the brother disrupted the mayor's, it was some kind of meeting going on, and I saw the video of that.
Oh, he jumped. He jumped on.
Say it again. Haley,
I said he was cutting up. He was doing a lot.
I saw a clip earlier of him on CNN with Don Lemon, and it was that was a little strange. I was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but I can't blame him.
I get it. No, but that's how I was introduced to him. So I didn't. I was like, oh, is he all right? Is he okay? But then he was saying some stuff. But then he lost. It was like he was making a good point, but then he was losing his track of mind, and then it was like he was raging on, like being angry, and he's like having all these emotions at the same time. And I was like,
well,
we should have let him like chill out before he went on TV, because that was a little it looked like a little tick going on. I didn't know what. I was like, is he all right? He goes, is he gonna be okay? But I was like, but he's making some good points though. I like what he was saying though.
And do you know the
They're
blocking the arenas also. The where the Sacramento Kings play, they've been blocking the arenas for the last couple of nights. The fans, they can't even get in to watch the basketball game. So I mean, hey,
I heard something about that the Kings were trying to do something with Black Lives Matter organization or something. I don't know all the details yet. That's why I wasn't talking on it. I just saw the autopsy report article earlier on my phone, so I haven't got all the details on it. That's why I wasn't talking about it. But yeah, rest on the Stephon part. But yeah, we'll be ready to go break again so we can get knocked out the rest of these raggedy news and savvy news and get to the topic. So we'll be ready.
Well, let's see. Let's see what we have here, because I was talking to you guys. So anyway, I think now let's see what we have here.
It's supposed to be Mary J. Blige. Oh yeah, Mary J. Blige, Not Gonna Cry.
Okay.
I feel like this,
hold on one second,
this song is like a soundtrack gold. Everybody knows this song.
Absolutely. You know,
last
week when we had the professional Dansby Sturdivant on, and we asked him about Mary J. Blige.
Say it again, Wilson. Say it again, EB. What'd you say again?
Last week when we had the professional Dansby Sturdivant, the professional voice coach, on, and I asked him about Mary J. Blige, and he said that she's a 9. It blew me away, but that's
well,
what
he
I
got
knew
one
he was
thing, right?
That's when I knew he was official and he was a professional.
That is hilarious.
Everybody got
sad.
He was right about
you. Yeah, sad day. Is that what you say?
Yeah, everybody
said the same. He said that in the same breath as Prince.
But no, his reason for why Prince was as good as, or was better than Michael, actually, is they were good reasons. I'm sorry, Will. He's a professional. On this show, we take the opinion of the professional.
I'm just saying.
I can't believe this. No. Dan's been out. No, Dan, because I wasn't in studio, and it's not fair. You and Q Land, you ganged up, and I was out of the studio.
I didn't gang up. First, I'm the one that brought it up. So how am I ganging up, and you, the one, was like,
I need to find out what context. There's no way in the world.
Every time we come back on the show, we have actual recorded audio of the show. And every time you come on the show, you come up with something new about what you said, and we got the audio.
We do have the audio, okay. Yes, but anyway, there's no way in the world that anyone on this universe
with Prince vocal rate, so stop it.
Okay, put down.
Don't try to say that we brought this up. You brought it up.
Put down the instruments.
I want to know if you got this Mary J. Blige song queued up while you over here yapping. You got it queued up, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
You
I do.
Queued up so we can move on.
Yeah, we can move on as soon as I make my point.
So you ain't got to count down the house. You got 55 minutes, sir. Almost you texted me during the show telling me we got 7 minutes left or something. Go ahead.
I think my
hand. We got ratty people and savages coming up.
You know, my hand is on the mouse over here. So, anyway, like I said. Anyway,
don't cut us off, man, when we run over this. Don't cut us off, man, if we run over. This is going to be your fault.
There's no way that Prince is a better singer, vocalist, entertainment, all around.
I'm sorry.
And I'm trying to move on with the show.
We've had a professional on the show, and on this show,
y'all listen to this song from the Wait to Shell soundtrack.
James.